Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is entitled, How to Make Measurable Progress Towards Your Goals. And the reason that I want to talk about this is simple, that when you look at the fact of where you are and where you want to be, unless you have it in your head, then what you need to do is learn how to write down your goals and look at your goals as something that you can do to help you build and grow your business for a long-term basis. And you can only work on so many things. You can learn to choose what matters. We don't have to know a lot of things for your life to make a lasting difference in the world, but you do have to know the few great things that matter, perhaps just one. And then be willing to live for them and die for them. The people that make a durable difference in the world are not the people who have mastered many things, but who have been mastered by one great thing. To master plan your life, you must begin with long-term goals that correspond with your core values. From that good start, you must establish yearly and monthly objectives. Based on these objectives, you create weekly and daily task lists. During all that will help greatly, but if you want to really change your life, you have to learn how to prioritize. I don't always know how to prioritize. For much of my business career, I relied on goal setting and task lists and was happy with the results. The most important lesson I learned came from The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. In that book, Covey presents a technique for prioritizing that impressed me greatly and soon became a central part of my planning process. Divide your tasks, Covey says, into four categories: not important and not urgent, not important but urgent, important but not urgent, important and urgent. In the not important and not urgent category, you would put such things as catching up on office gossip, shopping online for personal items, answering unimportant phone calls, responding to unimportant emails. In the not important but urgent category, you would include returning phone calls from pesky salespeople, making last-minute preparations for an office party, attending a required meeting that doesn't help your career, planning for a meeting that doesn't matter. In the important and urgent category, you might list making last-minute preparations for an important meeting with the boss, making last-minute sales calls to crazy clients, solving unexpected problems. And finally, in the important but not urgent category, you might include learning how to write better, learning how to speak better, learning how to think better, working on your novel, getting down to a healthy weight. When you break up tasks into these four categories, it's easy to see that you should have no priority at all that is to not important and not urgent tasks. In fact, these tasks should not be done at all. They are a waste of time. Yet many people spend lots of time on them because they tend to be easy to do and sometimes enjoyable in a mindless sort of way, or because they are afraid to get to work on important tasks because they are afraid of failure. Even worse than spending time on tasks that are not important and not urgent is spending time on those that are not important but urgent. They should have been dealt with long before they reach the crisis stage. If you discover you are spending a lot of time on unimportant tasks, you've got a serious problem. Unless you change your ways, you're unlikely to achieve any of your important goals. So which tasks should you give priority to? In Seven Habits, Covey says that most people think they should give priority to important and urgent tasks. But this is a mistake. It's like the pounding spur, he says. A huge problem comes and knocks you down and you're wiped out. You struggle back up only to face another one that knocks you down and slams you in the ground. You are literally beat up by problems all day, every day. All urgent tasks, both important, both unimportant and important, are problematic. They are urgent because you've neglected something or because they are important to other people, like your boss. In either case, you need to find a way to keep most of them from winding up in your daily to-do list. This means making some changes in your work habits, usually a combination of being more effective and delegating more chores to other people. Urgent tasks that burn you out and turn you into an unhappy workaholic. If you want transformation in your life, you have to give priority to the important but not important tasks, because those are the ones that will help you achieve your major long-term goals. It is not easy. The important but not urgent tasks whisper, while the urgent tasks shout. But there is a way to get that critical but quiet stuff done in four simple steps. When planning your day, divide your tasks into Covey's four categories: not important and not urgent. Not important but urgent. Important but not urgent, and important and urgent. You will, of course, have to do for the urgent task at least until you get better at taking charge of your schedule. And you will have to find a way to get rid of the tasks that are not important and not urgent. But make sure you include one important but not important task that, when you complete it, will move you closer to one of your long-term goals. Highlight the important but not urgent task on your to-do list. Make it your number one priority for the day. Do the task first before you do anything else. Initially, you will find it difficult to do an important but urgent task first. There are reasons for that. Since it is not urgent, you don't feel like it's important. But it is. Since it supports a goal you've been putting off, you are in the habit of neglecting it. You are in the habit of neglecting it because you don't think it's important and because you might be afraid of doing it. You might be afraid of doing it because you know, deep down inside, that it will change your life. And change, even good change, is scary. But once you start using this little four-step technique, you'll notice something right away. The first thing you'll notice is how good you feel. Accomplishing something you've been putting off is energizing. It will erase some doubts you have about yourself, doubts caused by years of never getting to your long-term goals. The extra energy and confidence will grow and will fuel you throughout the day. This will make it easier for you to accomplish other important and not urgent tasks. As the days go by, you will realize that you are making measurable progress towards your neglected goals. In just a few weeks, you will be amazed at how much you've already done. And in 52 weeks, a short year from now, you will be a brand new, much more productive person. The year is going to pass by anyway. You are going to spend the time somehow, but not do it by taking charge of your schedule. Why not spend the time on yourself and on what's really important to you? And there's a reason why I decided to talk about this today. First of all, we are just 2 weeks away, as of today, from a brand new year. And I've been getting emails of people sending me information on how to be productive and plan and build and grow your business for the next year. And, you know, I've heard it before. I've heard it a number of times. But you know what? The biggest thing that we need to consider is this. Are you going to be successful? Are you going to find a way to make your goals work for you? And remember, this is something, when you look at it, how many times have you heard the thing that and it's over, and I've heard before about the four quadrants, and it's like, when you hear a noise, do you hear the noise? Is that an important noise? So, and Covey broke it down into this four quadrants this way. Not important and not urgent. Not important but urgent. Important but not urgent. Important and urgent. If you put things down in that way and set it up, then you can achieve what you set out to achieve. That's why often it is important to have a mentor or a coach that works with you on a weekly basis, because you can sit down with them and set up your goals for the year. And then once you set up those goals, guess what? They will help keep you accountable to the fact that you can work on and plan for what you expect to do in the next year. And, you know, there are people out there that are looking for jobs. There are companies that are starting up new businesses and expect to be $10 million to $20 million, $30 million a business within a matter of 10 to 15 years. But guess what? They are not opening up office space and hiring people to go out and work for them. What they are doing is setting up their business as an internet business to hire people or set up someone as an affiliate. And, you know, so that what they're doing is they're doing word of mouth advertising. Because, you know, if you put a product out there, when you start a company, guess what? If you don't have money to advertise using TV or radio or what is the common media that everyone expects, then you don't have a marketing plan. And the biggest issue that companies have today is marketing. So why not, if you're going to be an internet business, have a distributor that will pay you money for the ability to sell your product and earn commission on those sales, which is one avenue, or an affiliate where they can sign up for free, they use the product, they promote it to someone else, and guess what? Your business is going to grow. So think about these things. Think about all the things that you can do that can help you build and grow a business today, and plan for all of these things. And, you know, think about the laws of attraction. One of the reasons that a lot of people stop themselves in the tracks from succeeding is because they believe that they can't succeed. So if you honestly believe that you can't succeed or that you have a fear of success, then get help. Don't get stuck in that, because you know what? When you are negative, then you seem to see everything that you do and everything that you're involved with as a negative avenue of what is going to happen. And the sad part is, and you see this on certain TV shows, especially on soap operas, because if a soap opera character dies today, tomorrow they can be resurrected. That doesn't mean that they're gone for good. If the writers want to bring them back, they will bring them back. And many a times, often they kill off the character because that person has chosen not to re-sign their contract. But then they keep in touch with them. A year later, 2 years later, they come back and they resurrect the character. It has happened over and over again in soaps. And the one thing that happens is, and I know this woman keeps saying I'm on her back, but the sad part is that the way they've been writing the character that they're bringing back now is, and the husband believes that she's gone for good, and they've sort of begun to show him as looking for another relationship or getting involved with someone in another relationship, but still having the memories of the wife and the loss, that he's still grieving. And what they've done is they've set up someone that's chasing him, being disrespectful of his feelings for his dead wife and his feelings for his daughter. She wants to get him in bed and has done everything in her power to do that. And yet she's not only disrespectful to him, but she's disrespectful to everyone else around her. And then what happens? Guess what? These people are, especially if the person is negative, then, I mean, they're letting themselves get down, and they're putting themselves into a position of being of being depressed. Well, part of that is because they're negative. So how do you turn that around and start thinking positively? How do you learn to believe in yourself and your ability so that you can choose to do what you want to do? So what is going to happen for you in the future? Do you want to see yourself as being successful, or do you not want to see yourself as being successful? Think about those things and plan for it. Think about how you can change yourself and learn how to think more positively. Learn how to plan. And look for a way to plan so that you can achieve the things that you truly want to achieve in life. You know, it would have been easy for me as someone with a disability to have given up and accepted that the most that I would ever do would be on Social Security, because society, when I was a child growing up, did not even recognize its disability community. There were no laws on the books guaranteeing people with disabilities the right to an education, the right to employment. In fact, the law that guaranteed people with disabilities the right to an education came out about the time that I was in graduate school. So, you know, if it wasn't it within me to succeed or to believe in myself and my abilities, that whenever someone would sit there and tell me you can't do something, it was like they're putting a red flag in front of my face and challenging me to prove them wrong, or that was my perception of what they were doing. If I didn't have that personality, then guess what? I would probably be someone who was depressed and living with my mother until she lived a long life. She lived to be 92, and she only died last year. In fact, I didn't even see her the last year of her life, simply because my family never told me that she had gotten to the point where she couldn't get herself out of the bed anymore, or said that she was in a wheelchair. And they never told me this. And I had assumed all this time that she was just maintaining and expected her to live to be 99 only because she had lived as good a life as her uncle, and he lived to be 99. And the only difference is she lived to be as old as her mother, and would have probably lived longer had she been a much happier person. But, you know, when you disrespect yourself, then guess what? You disrespect the people around you. So what and how can you determine and think about changing your lifestyle and learning to think more positively about yourself? Be who you want to be and do it in a way that you can gain respect. And, you know, there is a way of doing it. And there have been speakers out there that have talked about how to write down your thoughts. You know, when you look at transactional analysis, and it talks about, Freud said the id, the ego, and the superego. In transactional analysis, Eric Byrne said the parent, the adult, and the child. The child says, I want. The parent says, you should. And the adult says, I am able to. When you sit down and you write those things down and write down all the things that your parents told you you should do or that you are, write them down. Think about the child says, I want. What does your child say that you want? Then look at your adult when you say, I am able to. And write that out. Write all that out. Tell yourself, what are all the things that you're capable of doing, that you believe in yourself? Then once you write it out, look at your list. See where your conflicts are. And once you have looked at your conflict, then try to rewrite it so they're all, instead of negative, but positive things. And if you have to, look in yourself. And also, instead of saying, I am able to, why not say, why shouldn't I be able to? Because you're just as capable as the person next to you. The only thing is you lack the self-confidence to believe in yourself that you're capable. And what happens is that you let your fears take over. So how are you going to turn things around for yourself and begin to think of yourself in a more positive light as an individual who can achieve anything that you choose to achieve, that can have as much income as you possibly can? Because we have now moved into the age of entrepreneurship, going back to the small businessman. That jobs that existed 10 years ago don't exist today. Jobs that exist today didn't exist 10 years ago. And there are jobs in the future that haven't been invented yet. And if you have to, learn to use a computer by going and taking a computer class. Learn to become savvy. Learn how to use and build a business on the Internet. The more comfortable you are with doing it, the more you attempt to do it, the more comfortable you become, the more successful you will be at achieving what it is that you truly, truly want to achieve in life. And remember, those people that work themselves up with a work on primetime TV, they have a schedule. They may work long hours, 10, 12 hours at a time, but guess what? They're doing that for just like 6 months at a time. And then when they get holiday breaks, they get as much as a month off in the interim. And they go and enjoy themselves. They spend their money. They take trips. They do the things that they want to do. And they're living the lifestyle that they choose to live. And that's because of their success. You can do the same thing, but the idea is to learn where is your niche, what it is it that you have a talent for, and how can you build that talent and exploit it to where it can build for you the income that you should have just as much as anyone else, because, you know, you are capable of earning and high income just like an entertainer. But you got to know where it is that you fit into society, because, you know, every one of us are unique. Every one of us have talents that no one else has. It's just a matter of learning about those talents, learning how to build on those talents, learning how to be what it is that you believe in and be very successful at it. And along the way, you know, there are products that complement what it is that you truly love about yourself and that you truly want to do. What you need to do is learn how to find those companies that offer those multiple streams of income that can put you in the position of earning the income that you want to earn, work the hours that you choose to work, and have and live the lifestyle that you choose to live. But you have to first sit down and write out your list. And as we said before, as Toby said, put it into these four categories: not important and not urgent, not important but urgent, important but not urgent, and important and urgent. And guess what? You know what? This, if we did this and we would delegate out the work that we really don't want to do, then guess what? You helping someone else earn an income doing what they really love to do, and guess what? That not only helps them and helps you, but it takes off of you the stress that you are putting yourself under by trying to wear all the hats and do everything yourself. Because what we're talking about here is time management. How are you going to manage your time to do and leverage your skills to be the best of what you want to be and live the lifestyle that you choose to live? And, you know, it is all a matter of how are you going to be the best at what it is that you truly want to be. And also, let's finish up by not only talking about that, but think about it. And let's think about what happens is we often will do the things that are easy to do. Why? Because we can get those things done quickly, and especially they may be those things that are unimportant to us, but you know what? You have to decide and really set out your goals for yourself on where you truly want to be in 5 months, in 10 months, in a year from now, in 5 years from now, in 10 years from now. If you literally plan out what it is that you truly want to do, and if you write down an amount of money that you expect to make in a month, and then work out a plan on what you need to do to achieve that goal, and then work on that goal and have a mentor or a support group that helps keep you on track to achieve your goals, then guess what? You will be able to achieve the goals that you truly set for yourself. So let's go out. Let's learn how to be successful. Let's plan for the future. And you know what? Let's sit down and plan out your goals and make sure that they are measurable goals, that you can measure what you've done, that you can see how far you've gone and achieve the goals that you've set for yourself. And learn and get some help to understand why you have fears. Because guess what? Some people's fears come not from their own fears, but come from fears that they learned from their parents. And, you know, that parent may have a real reason for why they had that fear, but that fear is not your fear. So what are you going to do that's going to help you get out of that idea of I can't, and learn to say I can, and do things and build success? Because we all have certain things that we're fearful of. But if we understand the root of the fear and where the fear comes from, then guess what? You can achieve what it is that you truly want to be. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, careercoach.com, and we offer both individual and group coaching to help you to set and achieve the goals you want in life.